rush it through. They got the team in Oxford here, you know, putting their injections into rhesus monkeys, and they look, now they're trying to push everybody. It might be ready in 6 months, which is faster than I've been told any other vaccine has been ready, and really like pushing it towards people. Again,
and why would you give a vaccine to people who already have an antibody, who've already been exposed, have developed a natural immunoglobulin G for a past infection, or IgM, the mucosal surfaces, for a recent or current infections? Why, you know, why would you give a healthy person a shot that could drive the toxicity, as the data have shown, when they're already immune? Why aren't the immune, why aren't the exposed, who are not sick, healthy people out there working to protect the compromised? And why aren't we protecting the compromised with the therapeutics that we know work, like hydroxychloroquine and the type 1 interferons and vitamin C's and zincs, the natural products to protect them? Why are we holding everybody in? That's why I call it criminal extortion. And they don't get out of their house, and they're driving further and further into their own depression or anxiety or disease. They can see the effect it's having on the family when they can't pay their bills. You know, the children who aren't educated. You know, this is, finally, it's like, oh, how bad could it be? And you get that shot. And once you do that, you can't take it. You know, it's very difficult to detox. Most people don't realize the vaccines do not prevent infection. You're injecting the blueprint. You're injecting the blueprint of the virus and letting a compromised system try to deal with it. And worse, it doesn't go in the cells that a natural infection would, that have lock and key receptors, gatekeepers, so that only certain cells can be infected, like the upper respiratory tract for a coronavirus. Now you're making it in a nanoparticle, which means it can go in every cell without that receptor. So can you imagine the damage of bypassing God's natural immunity and allowing the blueprint for coronavirus that also has components of HIV in some strains, meaning you can infect your white blood cells. So now you're going to inject an agent into every cell of the body. I just can't even imagine a recipe for anything other than what I would consider mass murder on a scale where 50 million people will die in America from the vaccine.
15 million.
50.
50. Million.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a big prediction.
Yeah. But the numbers of the XMRVs and the vaccine injuries for the 40 years support that.
Dr. Judy Mikovits was with us last week, and she said potentially 50 million Americans die if we proceed with vaccines. And I was like, 15? And she said 50. And I was like, wow, that's a dark prediction. And it feels extreme.
Think about that. That's only America.
Right. So you don't think she's off if we go full steam ahead with this?
Not at all. And if they don't die, they're going to be seriously injured. You know, there's some things in life that are worse than death. You know, having to live with chronic hepatitis, you know, chronic inflammatory drug-induced hepatitis, you know, having chronic seizure disorders, having debilitating autoimmune diseases. You know, some people are so sick, it would be merciful if they died, right? So there's some things in life that are worse than death. So I don't think that's an over-exaggeration at all. And she was mentioning that because I listened to her interview with you, and she was mentioning that as being just in America.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, and Bill Gates said he wants 15 billion doses of this vaccine, because every one of their protocols is you get the first shot, so you get 7.7 billion, every man, woman, and child on the entire planet he wants vaccinated. They get the first shot, which they call that sensitization. Then they give the second shot to give that high antibody response. And then these coronaviruses have been around for 6 years. And that's one of the things that we don't really know. I mean, we're trying to learn about this virus and develop things in real time, right? We're just learning about this virus and how it's affecting people and how it's spreading and what should we be doing about testing or not testing and what about treatments. And we're finding out that the virus is more of a blood infection than actually a lung infection. And we're kind of figuring it out in real time. And yet they're full steam ahead, hammer down, get this vaccine out there as fast as we can. It's horrific.
Surely Bill Gates and Fauci and even the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want that many deaths on their hands. I mean, they wouldn't want that to happen, or you
they have no liability.
Okay. But still, I mean, still, they obviously don't want that to happen, right? Do they just not know any better?
They can read the literature just like I can, Brian.
So they're just evil, horrible people? Like, I'm just trying to understand their motivations. It's one thing,
well,
you know, to create a society.
You know, one of the things that
dependent.
We kind of try not to talk about in the vaccine world over the years is the whole eugenics movement.
Right.
You know, we kind of, because, you know, we already have enough problems with being labeled as tinfoil hat, anti-science, you know, horrible people because we don't think people should be vaccinated. We already got a whole bunch of labels stuck to us. But the truth is, Bill Gates' dad, I mean, he was one of the original founders of Planned Parenthood. He was one of the original founders of the eugenics movement here in the U.S. The Georgia Guidestones are real. You know, Bill Gates has said in some of his TED Talks, we can't sustain this. You know, we have to, you know, the population is getting too big. We have to lower the population on the planet. And we can't expect vaccines to do it all. We have to do other things. He's been known to say that. So, I mean, those are his words. I wasn't putting words in his mouth. Those are things that he said. And so I believe that there are people who really, truly believe they're all into this whole, you know, global warming sort of things. And it's all because of humans and cow farts and, you know, different things that they laugh about sometimes, right? And so if we lowered the number of humans on the planet, then the planet would have a better chance to survive. So, you know, psychopaths think differently than you and I do, Brian. They just do.
My heart is heavy. I'm hoping the Lord can get me through this so that I can express to you what is really going on. Lord, give me strength. Now listen, friends. I am not the type who ever cries in front of the camera. That's not me, friends. I'm telling you, that's not me. But knowing what I know and seeing what I see, if I don't speak, man, if I don't express myself, it's like, to me, I find myself becoming part of the problem. And to be quiet on this issue is deadly. It's deadly. I will definitely get my composure, and I promise you, we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this, and I'm going to get this message out by any means necessary. Now, I'm letting you know, friends, as I'm speaking to you right now, I have nothing to gain, everything to lose. Okay, I've been in the health industry, in the health field for over 10 years. I am a certified nursing assistant. I also serve as a lay assistant lay pastor. That is my volunteered work. But as my job, as far as where I can take care of my residents and be paid doing it, I am a certified nursing assistant. That is what I do. And the function of my work is to save the lives of those that are under my care, doing the best things that I can do by applying the skills that I have learned in school. So I'm hoping you understand where I'm coming from with this. And we know, friends, as of 2020, we've had this COVID-19 virus that is plaguing the world. We know that. But to a large degree, what most people don't realize, although they speak about it in the nursing home, but they are not blowing the trumpet as they should. Many in the nursing homes, many of our residents have not only suffered from this virus in 2020, that's just from the virus itself. Not only they've suffered, many of them have lost their lives. We all know that, okay? We've heard some of this on the news. We are familiar with this notion. Now, this is where I'm trying to get your attention. Now, listen to me very carefully, friends. Listen to me very carefully. This COVID-19 virus is something new. The experts are trying to do everything they can to deal with it. Now, the thing is, they have come up with several vaccines, right? Several vaccines that they want to administer primarily, listen to me very carefully, to those who are in a nursing home. The elderlies, the people such as myself, LPN and RN, people like myself, these are the first group of people that they are targeting with the vaccines, which I totally understand because we are in the front line. And part of our job is to deal with the vulnerable, those that are more prone to catching the virus. I totally get that. But this is the thing that is going on right now that it troubles me that I'm not hearing enough people talking about this. It troubles me, and it seems to me like, am I the only one who's crazy? Or what is going on? Because why? I'm not hearing people talking about this. Now, listen very carefully, friends. I'm not going to tell you where I work, but the place that I work is a nursing home. During the month of December 2020, I want you to follow carefully my line of reasoning here, and you're going to see the pattern. During the month of December 2020, within the last 2 weeks of that month, okay, within the last 2 weeks, about the 22nd and to the month 2020, right? So in 2020, the whole entire year, we did not have a single death. Did you hear what I said? A single death from any of our resident who had COVID-19. As a matter of fact, we only had about five people. How many I said? Five people at the most who was infected with COVID-19. Zero death for the entire year of 2020. I thank God for it, friends. That is awesome. I cannot say this about every other place, but this is what has happened where I work. Now, get my line of reasoning, friends. Listen to this. Zero death 2020. Just about five cases at the most. All of them survived. A few of our staff got sick, but not too many. Like one or two every month or so, right? And that's nothing. And they came back to work. Everything is good. December 2020. Right around the time of the 22nd and so on. I can get you the exact date if you want that. The vaccine was administered to our patients and also to some of our staff members. Get this, friends. We are in January 18, 2021. Listen, as I'm speaking to you right now, literally, I just left work last night and I couldn't contain myself. Just 2 weeks or 3 weeks after the residents received the vaccine where I work, they have had such a negative reaction to the vaccine. Friends, listen, I am no medical expert. I am not the brainiac. I am not a scientist. I am not a doctor. I'm not speaking on these issues. I'm not speaking from this angle. I'm not having this level of credibility. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. As a CNA who works with the residents, who touch them, who talks to, who pray with them, who cares for them, okay? Like, I'm coming from this angle. I know my patients. I know when they are happy. I know when they are sad. I know when they are frustrated. I know when they are feeling good. I know these people. I'm around them for 8 hours. And many people who are CNAs can testify of the same thing. We know the people that we care for. So, 2 weeks after these people receive the vaccine, particularly the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, 2 weeks after they receive the vaccine, or 3 weeks later, I am seeing this pattern of not just side effects, to the point where we had people who were once walking who are no longer walking. People who were once talking who could no longer talk. People who were once able to think could no longer think properly. Delirium, confused. The expert says that the vaccine do not have the COVID-19 in it. I understand. Okay. It's supposed to be a stimulus, right? A stimulus that's supposed to help your immune system to fight against the virus if you were to confront it. That's the purpose of this vaccine, right? I understand that. I'm not anti-vaccine. I understand the purpose of it. That's not the point of what I'm trying to say. But this is what I'm saying, friends. Our residents are dying. Our residents are dying after they have taken this vaccine. And what troubles me, this is not even being spoken about. What bothers my heart is that it's almost like, don't talk about this. Just keep quiet. Let's go along with the notion. And I'm sitting here thinking like, this. First of all, I'm a Christian. I can't live with my conscience knowing this is what's happening in front of my eyes. Now, when you ask questions, right? When you ask those in authority, those in a position that could give you answers, you know what their answers are? We had a super spreader. A super spreader? And the answer is, why are so many of our residents are getting infected with this COVID-19 after they took the virus, after they took the vaccine? Why are they getting infected? Why are they dying? You know what the answer that I'm getting, friends? Do you know what the answers I'm getting? Oh, we had a super spreader. So there was a person who was sick or a few people that were sick and they spread it. Friends, let me tell you something. I'm not the smartest man in the world. And I'm also not the dumbest one either. I'm not the wisest man in the world, but I'm not stupid. How are you going to tell family members? How are you going to tell us? You go to the year of 2020, zero death. And I can speak the same for many, many nursing homes. Zero death. You go to the whole entire year. Not a single person passed away. We are in 2021. We are in the middle of the month. Where I work right now, over 14 patients have already died. They are dropping like flies.
Okay, it'll start in 2 seconds. Okay, so we're back. This is a clip that we never expected to see. Viviane and I spoke with the whistleblowers from that nursing home, and they explained to us that out of 31 people, these are all people who are suffering from dementia, out of 31 people who were vaccinated, 8 died within two or three weeks. 11 more suffer from serious side effects, serious adverse effects, and they explained to us how all of them had tested negative before they were vaccinated, before they were given the injections, and how they were all in good shape, apart from the fact, of course, that they were suffering from dementia. One of them is a runner in his late 70s, I think, or was a runner, I should say, who was also an opera singer. He outran one of the nurses who was in her mid-30s. He was still singing operas on the day that he got vaccinated. After he got vaccinated, a couple of days later, he died. So this opera singer doesn't sing anymore. This video clip is horrific. The thing is that's most disturbing about this is because we are getting more and more calls from other whistleblowers, from other nursing homes in this country. Plus, we're getting information from other countries, Sweden, for example, Norway, for example, Gibraltar, for example. There are also incidents in England and in the United States that match these descriptions. It may not be as bad as it is in this particular nursing home in every single incident, but it's bad enough. It means that people are dying because of the vaccines. Of course, we're going to have to go and look into the details. We're going to have autopsies performed. But what we're seeing in this video clip is worse than anything we ever expected. And if that is true, and if this is representative for what's going on in the other nursing homes and in other countries, then we have a very serious problem. And so do the people who make the vaccines. So do the people who administer the vaccines for various reasons. But this is, it looks more and more as though we're dealing with homicide, maybe even murder. We're going to have to look into the details.
Really, I'm sorry, I'm feeling really dizzy. Oh, I'm sorry.
My name is Pamela Goodman, and my 32-year-old stepson, Benjamin, was killed by the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on March 14th, 2021. Within 12 hours, he was dead of a cardiac arrest, sudden death. We don't want any more people to die. Benjamin would not want anyone else to die. The autopsy is inconclusive. The medical examiner is changing their phone number, refusing to answer our calls or give us a toxicology report. The mainstream media is not reporting these deaths, these serious adverse reactions. We can't bring Benjamin back. And this is not only just about Benjamin, this is about all of humanity. Benjamin would not ever want anybody to take an experimental vaccine that could cause death or permanent injury. If he knew what he knew,
what we know now
in March, which no one is letting anyone know, no mainstream media outlets, nothing. You have to dig to find anything. And even then you're called crazy and nothing has nothing to do with anything. There's no correlation. Healthy people are just dropping dead of blood clots, everything. And everything is being hidden, and Benjamin would never ever want anyone to die or be injured. This is horrific. This is criminal. This is murder. And people need to wake up and speak out.